WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
From time to time, WeatherBrains 101 will feature a person who has made significant contribution to the field of meteorology. One of those people was Herbert Real, who was mentioned recently in the 101 segment on Dr. Bill Gray. Dr. Real was born in Munich, Germany in March of 1915, and through his career became widely known as the father of tropical meteorology. His pathway into meteorology was unique. As a Jewish man who migrated to the United States from Germany via England in 1933 and became a U.S. citizen in 1939. It's interesting to note that meteorology was not his first choice as a career, but circumstances related to imminent world war led him to the study of meteorology. He initially worked rather successfully for the stock brokerage firm J.S. Bach & Company, and with the ability to write, having received a classic education, he became a scriptwriter for the film industry, specifically MGM. But in 1939, he signed up for the Army Air Corps and made the choice to study electrical engineering. This category was full, and in fact, meteorology was the only category available for him. He completed the course of study at New York University, doing sufficient work to earn a master's degree. Upon completing his studies, the Army discharged him without him ever knowing why. He was inspired by his teaching and research experiences at the Institute of Tropical Meteorology in Puerto Rico during World War II. Further, he found his scientific calling at the company of Rossby's School at the University of Chicago following the war. His early work from the mid-1940s through the late 1950s while professor at the University of Chicago was a time when he ventured into the relatively unknown field of tropical meteorology, while study of the mid-latitudes was much more politically correct for the time. Additional work on jet streams, along with his pioneering work on the analysis of the Hadley circulation, and his ability to think globally and show the connection of the large-scale upper air flow in the tropics, subtropics, and mid-latitudes, put him at the forefront of our understanding of the atmosphere. He and Joanne Simpson wrote several landmark papers about hurricanes and tropical meteorology. Real left the University of Chicago in 1960 and moved to Fort Collins, Colorado, where he established the Department of Atmospheric Science at Colorado State University. He served as professor there until 1972. From 72 to 76, he served as director of the Institute of Meteorology at the Free University of Berlin. He moved to Boulder, Colorado in 1976 to join the staff of the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, and retired there in 1989. He died in June of 1997 at the age of 82. Another pioneer in the field of meteorology whose initial ambitions were certainly not at all in that area of study. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.